Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It said the pharmacist who administered the insulin was reportedly a contractor who was hired to go to the facility to give flu shots. Just a contractor.
Fantastic. Just like the people that hand out samples at Costco.
They contract that
out. Contractor, yes. Right.
Hey, you want sell Triscuits or give shots?
You want flu? Flu, yummy, yummy? Oh, Mike, I did have one question for you.
Yes.
Charlie's still working at Puppy Kitty, New York City.
I found one. Put it in the trap. Put it in the trap. Come on.
Oh, and the other idea, Mike, I have, this is, I don't know if anyone's ever tried this before. I call it War of the Roses.
Oh, yeah. Very, very.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
So we have a very select segment of our listenership that is active online in a fan club. So many of you, in fact, most of you will not know that yesterday, after reading a number of comments on the Yaks, I did something I'd been thinking about doing anyway, and I decided it would be fun to post on the fan club that the Yak Shack is canceled. Disgust.
I loved it. I thought it was disgust. A great, great
and
post.
And I do it because I kind of wanted to do it anyway. But I really want to see what people have to say. And it was interesting. It was a mixed bag of people that were doing that. But the Yaks, you know, they. I think we all knew it was starting to run its course. About, I want to say a month and a half ago, I got a few comments that they were tedious. We get to it seemed like every other Yak was... and I just, it was, yesterday was the,
what
the
happened
last
yesterday?
Straw with that. Just that they were, they,
terrible?
It had run its course. They
not
been,
terrible.
You know, they
but I will say
because,
this.
Because, you know, people call him with kids and it's adorable. People call with a joke. It's funny. The joke, it's just, I don't want to steer it.
It's
and,
kind of like, Mike, I can draw a parallel. Do you remember when they debuted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And it was sensational at the beginning. It was the, everything
you're
that
everyone... You're comparing the Yak Shack to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, because they let it go a little too long. The sparkle rubbed off. And so, you know what? We can put it away. We can table it. We can bring it back for special occasions. But, Mike, what happens if you stop swimming forward? You die. So let's proceed.
It blew it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I blew it
it's
up yesterday.
It's not a wee. It was
did
his
you know
choice.
That? Did you not know that until this moment? Because I know you don't.
No,
you
I commented on your post last night.
Okay, what
I said
did
that
you
was
say
fast.
Yeah, that's Oscar's way of saying I don't care. He's cool with it.
I do care.
That's good.
We went out of our way to set up the infrastructure for that segment.
Well, I'm not canceling phones. I'm not.
Nobody
I'm
calls.
Not eliminating. I'm not eliminating phones.
That's how we got to the Yak Shack.
Well, no, it's nobody. Mean nobody calls. People call.
I'm
mean,
saying
the Yak
they don't call the show live. So we went to a
well. No, they don't call
situation.
The show live because the show has a long tail.
Yes.
What I'm saying is though, if we were to the structure is there to use the phones at a later date. How
right.
we determine it, it doesn't matter.
Got it.
With the
Got it.
With the live calls, it's because of the long tail. People do not listen live as much as they listen throughout the week.
Let me ask
you
this.
So that didn't work because that was logistics, but that's cool too.
What about the poor souls that aren't caught up on the show and they've called? Let's say they've called like 2 days,
they're
or three
boned.
Days ago.
Yeah, they are.
They
are those
summarily
are
boned.
Mm.
I took a lot of time.
Lost Yaks.
There wasn't enough time in the day to really edit in post and weed out the Yaks. And yesterday and last week was really, I think we had Yaks last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the same thing last week. It's just like, you know, you try to respond to something, but when it's just babbling, rambling, it's hard to do. But there were also lots of really nice, wonderful, interesting calls on the Yak Shack. It just had run its course. And it is, in order to get everybody on, I did have to take most of a show to put them on. And so, you know, that kind of hamstrings us a little bit. So that's what it was. And there were funny comments that were made during the, you know, and it's fine. I'm fine with that. There are three things I react to. I react to constructive criticism in a way where I kind of take it and I go, oh, that's an interesting point. Or I react to trolls that I either say, you know, F you, or, you know, why are you doing that? In the case of Ranique, who I communicated with last night, I react differently to all sorts of different circumstances. This was a confirmation for me. I just, you know what? Let me do it right now,
right,
while there's a comment that I can respond to, and let me pop it out there and say, because these type of things, when you pull it off, sometimes people get a little frustrated, a la what Oscar said, when they're calling in,
right,
and they're saying, hey, I called you. Don't want that to happen, so I wanted to go, quick cut.
Yeah.
Easy.
Quick yeah. circumcision.
Got to break him up, Mike.
The foreskin of the egg shack is on the floor.
Oh.
That's
I'm not
it.
Sure
that's
I like that analogy.
Not working
okay.
out.
Whatever.
See you later.
But also, I mean, I'm sitting here. You guys know it was hard. It was hard for us to sit there and really come up with anything.
I feel like if and this is Monday morning quarterbacking, so please excuse, you know, asking you or telling
sure.
you what we could or could not do.
Mm.
I
right.
feel like if we maybe gave you a little more support or restructured it in a way where it was actually filtered out and cleaned up, and so we'd have a faster pace than us waiting for someone to either be funny or for this mm-hmm. to blow up.
Right.
Then that could actually add value.
Well,
to
Well, that's
the
on
X.
The table. I mean, that okay. we can maybe have a limited number of calls.
Yeah.
You know, we have
so
the
this
call
could
the
just
we
be a hiatus. It could just
no.
be a hiatus.
No, you're no. wrong about that. It is not a hiatus. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Just a
Man.
Thought.
It is not a hiatus. What it is it, you know, but phone calls are. It's just the structure
yeah.
of
right.
that was a lot of people weeding through a bunch of calls and trying to. I ended up cutting. Like, I'd edit 10, mm-hmm. and 10 wouldn't get on the air.
Right.
Because I get to the end where I really want to hit the finish line.
Maybe there's a scenario here where we have an industrious team member that could make sure, like, your boy from Kenny Bunk gets on, but not the drone on, bad call, bad signal situation once a month. Possibly?
As you know, Oscar, yes. it does fall into a category.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
It was what it was.
Yeah, quality.
The effort put into those yaks was the same effort that is put into a lot of this show.
Yes,
and
yes.
so it was something Fair. That I felt had to go.
There was
and,
a structure, though. I will say that the
there was
element,
a structure.
Of, element of
it was
surprise,
a very basic structure.
The element of
yes.
surprise needs to be kept in place,
forefront at the
yes,
forefront.
Because
yeah.
if we hear yeah. it and then we play it. Then that's where we're like, how do we already know what's coming? So the
genuine reaction, yeah.
I am always, and it's really, and I'm not trying to, I don't do this because too many radio guys do this, but I really am committed to putting my mind on this show to freshen it.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you taking ideas? Maybe I could submit one now.
No,
just while we talk.
No, to be honest with you, I'm not.
Okay.
And let me be clear about
okay.
that. This is not a response to comments that were made. Comments play a part. I will look at it and I will hear if I hear continuing issues, but the issue really is me hearing it, what's going out on the
mm-hmm.
radio,
mm-hmm.
what's making it sound good, what's making it funny. There is a the battle that one faces, and it can go for a very, very long time.
Yes.
The nature of this program, where we talk about different things every day that relate to us, is constant. That will never change, and
yes.
that's great because
right.
we're able to do that, and the only thing that would happen is if nothing ever happened.
Okay.
And, you know, and so that's it. But as far as structure, I'll give you an example of the Rob nostalgia thing.
Okay.
That's something he loves to do, and that's something
that's
we just started doing.
But that's burning bright, right? That's going to burn out, like, in 2 weeks, I think. No?
As soon as they tire of it, it's gone.
Gone! No, I will compliment him, and right
yes.
now that's doing really well.
Okay.
If this was Rob's show, the Yak Shack would be on for 43
years.
Yeah,
we wouldn't run it. What if we just run it in sweeps?
Right.
And I've sent you,
right.
I know you don't want ideas, but I've sent
February,
an idea
May,
via text.
And November?
Via text,
right.
yes. So via text to the team here, what about... Yes.
Yeah, right. Great idea. The Whack Shack. That's a wonderful
idea. Well, because the calls are whack.
We may have done that in the 80s, to be honest with you. That might have been.
Oh, so you're not referring to my name?
I was still learning English.
I remember.
As you are now.
The what?
I thought it was a website you were talking about.
I am going to, on this show,
right?
at some point, I'm going to smash this iPhone at.
Oh, no.
No.
Which
do
doesn't
it.
Even allow. Okay, now it wants the Face ID. And I press the first. And then it says Face ID. Then it kicks to the number board.
Right.
And then it says send with effect. I'm literally trying to open up a text.
You know, there's a couple things in the new update that bother me. Is it's too easy for a text to bring up send with effect, and I don't want to do that. Mm. And the other thing
sucks.
And also, have you noticed this? Siri has an attitude now. Siri's got more of an attitude.
Siri will interrupt Siri. What you're doing and want to say, "What can I help you with?"
Yeah,
what are they doing to us?
As simple as like, Siri, call Sharon at home. That's my mom. And Siri used to just do it. Now Siri says, "On it." Wait a sec.
By the way, is this the lack of Steve Jobs? Is that really? That company has not been the same since he died.
I agree.
That company has not been the same with, you know, with they seem to be toiling away to toil away. They seem to be creating things to create things where
creating annoyance. Yeah. I don't need Siri to tell me I'm working on it.
AirPods,
I'm all with the AirPods rock. I use AirPods when I'm riding my bike. I love the AirPods, but I will say this: that I don't need you to volunteer stuff. If I want it, I want the convenience of it, but don't force it on me. A lot of that on their software updates, they force it. But getting back to our show,
yes,
I love the idea of working with creative people that bring different things, and it's not wholesale changes, but I'm always looking for new ways. There's a staleness that we fight because we've been together a long time,
right?
And we got to keep it fresh. That is me. You are looking at the buck stopping right here. I've got to do that, and I think that when new stuff comes down the pike, I hope that you two would understand, and anybody, Maddie or Pony or anybody, would understand that any idea, you know, where somebody says, "Would you be interested in doing something like that?" We jump at it. We love that. That's the atmosphere I would certainly like to create here.
I love it.
This is perfect.
So
that's it.
All right.
So when I look at that, though, but I mean, really, I don't want to slam the callers because we appreciate everybody that participated. It just was hard to confine it to a small period of time, and that's what did it in because I had to go. To get everybody on,
I had to go big.
I always felt like if I didn't put a call on, I was somehow personally offending somebody.
Oh, that's a human side of you.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And by the way, I know that one of our henchmen out there in Fanland, a man that laid low for a while, now he's come back. Glad to have him back, Stephen. The vast majority of calls I played in their entirety. I didn't chop. Rob would tell you that.
He's right.
Chop a lot of calls. They're just towards the end when people would be going,
I think there was maybe three or four, maybe three, where you just said, "I can't do three more minutes of this," because some of the calls are 4 minutes long.
Yeah, they were two minutes long.
If you think of the length of our show and the percentage of a 2 minute phone call, that's too much.
You know how people have spatial awareness? Some people don't have time awareness.
Yeah.
When you talk about calls on radio programs, you're talking about usually topic driven content where you set a table and say, "Here's what I want you to talk about."
Chargers, Raiders.
We've never done that. And by the way, the live nature of a radio show is conducive to that on any subject.
Yep.
But even with radio, you're usually dealing with calls that are specific in topic.
Well, they're screened also.
That's true.
They're screened. Yeah.
And oftentimes one call will spur another call because, you know, they're sort of organic that way. The Yak Shack, by definition, can't do that.
I think you're right, Mike. We got to spice it up. Let's do something better.
I'll be putting, because I love having interaction. And I like getting, by the way, the mailbag, which is a brief segment every week. I still love that. I love it because I think that gives people a lot of satisfaction. That's for you getting your request, your birthday, whatever on. And that's a throwaway, and I'm very happy with that. So that's going to stick around. But with the Yaks, we'll come up with something.
This is fun. We're problem solving. What about a debate style show featuring David Smolar and Ronik? And we'll put them side by side.
Hey, Mike, that's a great idea, but I can't be in that day.
Smoller's
got some talent. So does Ronnie.
He's said some very nice things to me, and I thank him. He was very kind and sent me a message, and I thought that was very nice. We got some very active people in our listening audience that and I appreciate the solid. I really do. It's very, very nice to get that kind of feedback, and we keep doing what we're doing because of you guys. And I don't make decisions solely based on someone coming to me and saying, do this or don't do this. But I certainly weigh in what everybody has to say. The guys here, the feedback from the people that listen to the show, all of it is taken into account. And I'm actually going on more about it than I should.
Oh, I love this. It's a peek into the window of your creative soul.
Well, it's just, even after all these years, I love a new idea. Yeah. There's nothing like a great new idea.
Maddie, what do you got?
To give.
Hello?
Maddie's Fatties.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
See? A weekly spotlight on you know. Rob, what do you have?
I would think a thing would be great is people send us their number and we call them.
Thank you very much. See?
Oh, that's good.
Immediately
Look at
a great
that.
Idea.
Right,
and he
yes.
didn't even, he was, I totally yes. put him on
but
the spot.
But they have to send it by mail.
Right.
So no. Telegram. fax us your phone number.
No, it's got to be a postcard of where you're from, and we call you.
And also send along an SASE so we can return the postcard.
Please.
Thank you. There, in a land long ago, far, far away, radio personalities used to be able to call people and before we got in trouble for it. And fake call.
Oh, yeah,
and,
then
you had Steve Harvey come in with his radio show, and he faked the fake call.
Mm.
Right.
And that was, by the way, anybody said, oh, have you ever heard Steve Harvey? Well, it was fake.
Yeah.
I have, this is, I don't know if anyone's ever tried this before. I call it War of the Roses.
Oh, yeah. Very, very fun. Very, very fun.
Where
good
we pit
times.
Pony we against act. Maddie.
Good times had
after
by
the
all.
Show, you know what and then we play it the day, a day
right,
later.
Yeah. You know what a really good time is? A really good time is dealing with a medical office and figuring you had 10 minutes to get to this, down here, things are much closer. And I just wanted to give my tiny little 2 cents on the fact that they are all here.
Everybody?
They have gotten older.
Like by a year, I imagine.
Yeah. I have scheduled visits to different people. Yesterday, I went to my gastroenterologist as more of a meet and greet because, as you know, if you followed the show for a long time.
How does he greet you?
He said, with one finger in the air. And super wonderful, great guy.
Yes.
Smart. Loved every minute of it. Was very happy with the staff at the front desk. Very nice dealing with people that are, very, very old. And I there's nothing I like better than to see a person at the front desk with kindness. And as I'm leaving, I took the time to lean over and I said, listen, I don't know if this will do you any good, but I have observed what you do here. And I know it can't be easy all the time. And I just want to tell you, your kindness is not unnoticed by me. You're very nice to these people that are having a rough day. And I know that can't always be easy. Keep up the good work. And she got this wide-eyed expression, like, I don't know. And she just kind of like, it's kind of surprised.
Yeah, sure. She's not used to it.
Thank you. Thank
you. The celebrity
very much.
She most resembles.
Oh, boy. Joy Behar.
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Joy Behar would be the closest.
Present day Behar
celebrity.
Or a younger Behar?
Younger Behar.
Yeah,
that's nice.
You weren't going to do it to an older Behar.
But,
I'll tell you that much.
That's
like
the nice
stand-up
part.
Comedy Behar, yeah.
That's the nice part.
And you bring up such a good point because, especially if you go to a gastro guy, and I've done it enough, you don't see people there that are in a good mood. No one's showing up for a checkup.
No, there are people dealing with much horrible,
they're in
horrible
pain.
Stuff.
Pain,
and it's
pain,
not fun. But when you get
pain.
A guy, this was me because it's down here, takes a long time to see the specialist, and this was more of a shake hands, meet the guy. In case there's ever a problem, I'll know the guy, and he could not have been
so this
just
is
a
your,
cool physician.
This is your
a
first
cool
visit.
Guy, smart.
How
really.
Old do you think Dr. Van Helsing is?
Dr. Van Helsing, in human years or vampire years?
Vampire years.
It's funny because I went in there, and he was standing in the corner going, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. No, he was super nice.
I seldom need more than this.
I am trying every day down here in West South Florida to take my negative energy, which is huge, when I'm in traffic and I'm dealing with people that it's right out of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I'm not kidding. I'm talking steering wheel over the head stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Where people are in a Lincoln XC Death.
Right.
And they're driving along. And so that's me all the way where I'm going, this is a seven mile drive that should take maximum 15 to 20 minutes.
If that.
And I am just going on and on and on. So when I get there and there's a person in the corner that just can't stop with the, and I like that. And then I'm watching this lady, and I said, you know, I'm here for half an hour.
Right.
This lady deals with this every single day.
All
and I'm talking about their phones. Two ladies behind the counter. One lady that's, she's also nice, but she's not dealing with the customers in the doctor's office.
Oh, she's like, the phone is she going, like the handler?
She's kind of the computer lady, phone lady.
Okay.
And, that phone is going. Yeah. It's, they're all here, and we're all getting closer to death, and we're all going to see doctors.
Yep.
And so when I get a ray of sunshine, I feel it's important.
Yeah.
But I'm doing that almost to psych myself out of the malaise that I am in when because I just don't go. I don't have to go to the doctor as much as I used to. Thank God.
Right.
And it's really frustrating down here when you see the parade. So I try the more angry I get on the drive in there, the more nice I try to be when I get there. I try to do it, but it's so fragile because if it goes south, which will be another story I will tell you about, it can flip instantaneously.
Sure, sure.
It can flip instantly, but I would tell everybody out there, because we have a lot of listeners that are in my demographic because they've listened to me for a long time. If you see something really cool that somebody's just doing their job and doing it with a smile and doing it nicely, it's really, I think it does mean something.
And they're trying.
That's huge. Yeah,
when you pass that along.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You know,
so that in Animal House is the angel on my shoulder. And then later on in the afternoon, the devil on my shoulder, which I'll tell you later on during the, it was medical day yesterday. So it was.
That's a great day.
Yeah. If you want to know, you would think during flu season that the act of going to a drugstore and getting a flu shot would be something that's very easy.
Sure.
And I am here to tell you that I believe that I found the inspiration for the movie Misery at the drugstore yesterday. Yes.
Have you guys gotten your flu? I know you clearly did, Mike, but if you went.
Yeah.
Have you?
Actually, today is my day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about going, Mike. I don't know.
Well,
I don't do it like I used to, because when you do it at Target, they don't like it if you scream your head off like I used to on the show.
You know, if you watch Bill Maher, you hear 27% efficacy. So, you're taking an insurance policy with 27%. So
everyone should get the flu shot. It'll shorten the life of the flu regardless.
If you don't get the flu, I mean, that's great, but wouldn't you want a 27% better chance of anything?
Yes, I think so. Absolutely. Yeah.
Today?
That's fine. I'm with that.
CVS, here I come.
Well, down here, last year, this is what got me there, and this is where the news tries to scare you. They came on and they said, last year in Southwest Florida, 14 cases were reported. This year, last week alone, 147 cases of the flu. Oh, my God.
Scary.
So I was in the car yesterday, and if you want to know what the experience was like, I recommend you watch the movie Misery. I'll have all the details when we come up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But the worst part about doing clubs is you have to fly in early so that you can get up extra early in the morning the next day and do the morning zoo crew, you know, drive time radio to promote the show, and it's the worst, man. That is a nightmare. Even if it's 15 minutes, it is the worst 15 minutes of your life, always. I don't care if you've been in a shark attack. I would rather, if I was in a shark attack, and then they had no anesthetic, and they had to heal it up, and they sew it up, I'd be like, this sucks. But then if two DJs came in to interview me, I'd shoot myself. I'd be like, that's it, I'm done, man. And they're the same everywhere, all across the country. They're all the same two motherfucking clowns. You know, these guys, there's all, you know, it's two guys, two nutty guys. You know, they're crazy. You know, and they all have the same, like, Hawaiian shirts on, you know. It's like 6 in the morning, and it's like Hawaiian shirts and the, you know, huge Jimmy Buffett fans. You know, you tell, big parrot heads they are, and hanging out, and there's always like two guys. There's always this guy. There's this guy who talks like this. He's really, and he's always named after some kind of animal. He's always the bear or the cooter, you know, or whatever. And then there's his partner who talks like this. So it's this guy and this guy, and he's always the madman or the crazy doctor, you know. All right, you're listening to KZ103, Kansas City's home of the rock, you know, the best new sounds. Oh, it's the worst, man. You know, it's like, all right. Yeah, well, we're here with funny man David Cross. David, you didn't know it, but you're just in time to help us out with the Friday morning fart song. What? No. No. No, I'm not gonna do that. Not gonna do that. All right. You're here with the Gator and the Lunatic, you know.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
I'm Gator.
I'm Cooter.
Cooter. I'm
Aaron. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends from Short Pump, Virginia, Galena, Illinois, Red Lion, Pennsylvania, Overland Park, Kansas, Frisco, Colorado, Kilkenny, Ireland. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And as far as David Cross was concerned, I think I interviewed David Cross at one point.
Yes.
I think we had him on. Didn't we have him?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we played him the tape of Seinfeld saying the audience must be treated as a child, and he asked for a cassette of it before he left the radio station.
Yeah, he hated doing DJs. He enjoyed our little visit there, and you know, I completely relate to comedians feeling that way.
Yeah,
it's the same way though with DJs. If you get a comedian on that doesn't want to be there,
yes,
it's horrible. It's so horrible.
Luckily,
isn't that right, Brian Posehn?
Luckily,
isn't
that never
right,
happens,
Brian Posehn?
Right?
The worst interview ever in the history of interviews, and the ugliest man in the world. Anyway, welcome. Welcome.
Hostility.
Our show today brought... I'm still mad about it.
There's love here.
He came in with Patton. I usually have a nice conversation with Patton, and Brian Posehn comes in and goes... listen to some wisdom from Cornerstone. If you want to predict the future, you don't need a magic eight ball. Just rely on solid economic indicators. Science! Right now, economists believe the housing market is entering a golden period. I got a golden ticket, Charlie.
Charlie,
it's a golden ticket. Yes. For the first time, Jack Albertson for Cornerstone First Financial.
Oh, good.
For the first time since World War II, we have mortgage rates below 4%, Charlie. While at the same time, the unemployment rate is also below 4%.
We are the dreamers.
That's a golden period that will stimulate activity. And we expect sub 4% mortgage rates and sub 4% unemployment rate through at least the end of 2020. That would be sub 4% unemployment rates.
Yes.
Plural.
Hmm.
Right?
I think so. Or a sub rate. Yes,
rates.
I agree.
Rates.
Let me see. You don't want to be left out of this golden period. Home appreciation is up. Tappable home equity at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows. And with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, the golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off credit cards, student or car loans, and do home improvements. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Dial 202-625-1221 or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Now, I'm making a joke about misery and all that, but I have, it's funny the way the paranoid mind works sometimes.
Really?
So, I'm on a really tight schedule yesterday with doing the show and then taking a buddy of mine to the airport, and I decide that with the 45-minute window I have in my day, because I've been terrified by the local news, I'm going to go get a flu shot at the drugstore. At the drugstore where I go, where they do a really nice job and they're really super friendly, yeah, and I like them there. They're really great. I'll give them a plug, Walgreens.
Okay.
You've got a Walgreens in your neighborhood. It's a good store.
It's a good outfit, Mike. We have one.
It's a good outfit.
You had a good amount of urgency when you left yesterday because you had your afternoon snack. But I have to ask, I knew that you were going to do a glad hand session with the doctor.
Right.
Did you know about the flu shot and were you a little uptight about it beforehand?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not even in the least.
Okay.
No, I was actually, I really didn't give it much of a thought. The only thing I'm concerned about is time with a pickup and a drop off at the airport. But everything's closed down here. So it's not like it used to be back in Virginia. So I go and I get there and there's nobody in line, which
fantastic.
In Cocoon Land is just a real bonus, but I knew it because it's a Thursday and it's at lunchtime.
Mm.
And they are, if there's one thing they are, the locusts are creatures of habit.
Yes.
They are creatures. They will eat between noon and between 11:30 and 1 o'clock. And they will eat between 5 o'clock and 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And even the 7:30 is pushing it a little bit. Okay. So I know when they're feeding, They don't. Nothing disrupts those patterns.
Feeding.
Nothing whatsoever.
When they're feeding.
So that's the golden period when you're supposed to go and do things.
That's right.
It's the golden period. And I drive into the lot, and I'm like, nailed it, nailed it, nailed it. Because you'll see.
Tumbleweed.
Because you'll see Lincoln, 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 Lincoln. If they're all going to be in there, you'll see Lincoln, 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 Buick, Lincoln, Buick, 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 Lincoln, Lincoln, Buick, 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 Lincoln, 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 Lincoln. Lexus.
Oh, one Lexus. Someone not using coupons.
And then Cadillac DeVille.
Ooh.
from the Taft administration.
Beautiful.
But there are no cars in the parking lot. So I'm like, awesome. Get back. But I'm still, you know, sometimes you can do that. You know when we've all wanted to fill a prescription,
yeah,
and we want to go
forever.
Into the drugstore, you'll roll in and there will be nobody in the parking lot, nobody in the store, and then you get to the pharmacy and there's a line. Nobody in the whole store.
The best indicator for the amount of people in a store is not necessarily the parking lot. And I know this back to my grocery days. Look to see how many carts are outside. Mm. If there is a lack of carts on the outside of the store, that means somehow they've gotten them inside. You want to see a lot of shopping carts
outside. I'm confused.
What
do you mean?
If you go to, say, a Costco, and they have that big sort of corner where all the shopping carts are before you go into the Costco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I get it.
If it's stacked way, way out, that Costco is abandoned. Yeah.
Okay.
But if it's deep and there's not many.
But it doesn't apply to a drugstore, Rob, because the carts are not a big factor in a drugstore.
That's true. They have mini carts. Those little like
they have the little hand things, and they have the mini cart. If you take a cart into the drugstore, you've got a consumer problem.
Well,
I see someone carrying something because they have the time to peruse and
they're
put
shopping,
it into the basket, which a lot of people do.
Roll into a drugstore sometime, and Oscar, you should lean on him and say, "Hey, what's the card for?" You know, and then the person will look back at you and say, "You expect me to carry this humidifier on my shoulder?"
Humidifier, because you know they'll have like three humidifiers on the shelf. Bottom shelf. Do you have
dusty,
humidifiers?
Oh, horrible. Nasty humidifiers.
Light blue plastic humidifier.
With dead skin. So there's nobody at the back, and I'm like super cool. And there's a guy comes right out, says, "I said I'm here for a flu shot, and they're free.
Mm.
They're free down here, which is wonderful, a bonus party." And I said, "Are you in our system?" I said, "Yes, I am." And I give him all the information, and he says, "Okay, everything's moving quickly. Fill out this paperwork." And then he said, "All right, I'll be right back." And he goes back, and I see he's the guy that's working the drive-thru. And I'm like,
"Oh, I hate that."
Good.
Yeah.
And he has a conversation with a lady at the drive-thru. This is, by the way, what I thought would be my tops 20-minute visit to get in there. He goes around the corner, and it's right on the other side of all the pills. And I hear the lady in the drive-thru going, and he's like, "Ma'am, I'm not sure, but I can double-check that for you." And then I hear, "That's a good question. Let me see that." I'm like, "Okay, you'll answer the question." No. And I'm like, "Man, how long is this monologue that she's giving?"
But Dr. Friedrich said 42. Now I told Dr. Friedrich that I'm 42.
And I'm like going, and I'm sitting there calmly on the outside, and inside I'm going, "Just shut up."
But are you starting to look at your watch yet?
And I, not at this stage of the game. I was being cool.
The thing about a drive-thru, it's okay and it's in fact encouraged for a restaurant. Because you know what? There's X number of things you can do. You can do that in a drive-thru, boom, zip, you're gone. Maybe okay on a bank if it's a simple transaction. But I do feel even the basest pharmaceutical transaction should be face-to-face. I don't think you should be doing a drive-thru
at a pharmacy. I have a prescription to pick up. Give it to me at the window. I'm fine with it.
Really?
I'm okay. What I don't do is roll in with like questions and stuff. That's the lazy.
Yep.
That's the lazy. And she's telling this guy her story. So he finally comes back and said, "All right, Mr. O'Meara, so you filled out the paperwork. Go sit over in the room." And it's the shot room. Mm. And you know, if you've ever been to your drugstore, that's the shot room. It's got a little plastic sofa, up
DNA
against the wall.
Everywhere.
And they have one of those at Jimmy's too, a shot room.
Now, I didn't know whether this guy and the celebrity this guy most resembles is Danny Glover. And I assume Danny Glover is going to be my my shot guy.
Yeah, the administrator.
No. Because at about the 15-minute mark, and I'm sitting there getting frustrated, she comes out. And she looks back inside the shot room and says to me, "Be right with you."
Oh, no.
No.
And she is... I don't want to do any shaming of any kind here.
That's
so
fine.
I'm going to be as delicate as I can.
Be a gentleman.
But she is just, how do I put this delicately? She has a way about her that makes me nervous. She's, the celebrity she most resembles, it's a combination of Annie Wilkes from Misery and Honey Boo Boo.
Oh,
okay.
So she's pretty, and,
but I don't think twice about it. She's going to give me the shot.
Right.
So
an ally,
another 10 minutes goes by and I'm like, what is going on? Because I'm not going to be able to get my buddy to the airport. What's going on? I don't want to be late when I commit to doing something like that. So she finally comes in and she says, this is incorrect. And she takes the paperwork that I've just filled out and she rips it up.
Oh,
and at that moment, at that very moment,
hostility.
At that moment, I become concerned.
Yeah.
I start to think that there's something wrong here, that there's something very odd, why is she doing this? And I suddenly, my mind travels down a road that has women that were on those hospital floors that killed all those patients. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
And I'm like, why would she? This is a pretty simple transaction. And I get the shot, no problem. She said, you're done. Thank you. Puts a little red Walgreens Band-Aid on my arm, and I am out the door, and here I am today.
Virtually painless?
No after effects. Yeah. Virtually painless. And I said, I get home, and I said to my wife, I said, kind of weird at the drugstore. And I said, I just got a kind of a creepy vibe from the pharmacist giving me the shot.
Her spidey sense.
She said, I said, she kind of was like Annie Wilkes. And Carla from the kitchen looks at me, and she says, did she rip up your paperwork? I said, yes.
What?
She said, she ripped up mine, too. Oh, what's going on? She's injecting us with Ebola virus. She's a murderess. She's a murderess.
Or saline, Mike. Saline.
Or saline, yeah.
So did you have
to save money?
Did you see that? No. Did you see that in the news?
No.
It just broke out this morning.
So did you not refill out the paperwork? The paperwork was just destroyed and thrown away?
No, I didn't. I wasn't asked.
So there's no record of your... No release form signed?
Right, exactly.
You get what you pay for, Mike.
You know what this is? As the kids say? Kids say, that's a little sketch.
That's sketchy.
So that's a little sketch.
I remember reading early this morning, 10 hospitalized after insulin given instead of flu shots.
Oh, no.
Literally 10 hours ago. Let me look at this here.
No, you look fine.
Oh, Brown's.
How long does it take to take effect?
Insulin is very quick.
What does insulin do to you?
Insulin would lower your blood sugar. Severely, especially since you have a functioning pancreas.
No, doctor, you're making that up.
My father's been diabetic for 40 years.
Yeah, but I mean, if you give insulin to a person that doesn't need it,
it would lower your blood sugar. Yeah, immediately. And it works very fast.
What, Oscar?
It said the pharmacist who administered the insulin was reportedly a contractor who was hired to go to the facility to give flu shots. Just a contractor.
Doesn't fantastic. Work. Just like the people that hand out samples at Costco.
They contract that
a
out.
A contractor,
yes.
Right.
Hey, you want sell Triscuits or give shots?
You want flu? Flu, yummy, yummy?
I'm going to scope that out. I'm going to go by there when she's not there, and I'm going to ask what's going on.
And that's what firm she's with.
Or does she really work there?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, she was filling other stuff. I saw her. She worked there. She worked there. And then I'll be tied to a bed and my legs, my ankles will be broken. A sledgehammer. It's called hobbling, Paul. We got to take a break. The Nostalgia Corner is ready and revved up. You got a good one this week?
I love this one this week.
Well, that's good. We will take a trip into the past as I try to survive the show without passing out after my insulin shot.
His blood sugar is 32.
Get your flu shot, everybody. Remember, you're just running into some place where you get, where you get candy. That's where you're getting your medical stuff now. I will take a break.
Jelly beans and vaccines.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, y'all. It's Angie with a new episode of the Oh My Golf Show out. Meow. Come relax with us among the whiskers. Yep, we're trying out cat yoga. Paging Dr. Ken, the very funny Ken Jung, pays me a compliment and makes my life. And Halloween is over. Merry Christmas. We're talking about the Christmas creep. And no, it's not a weird guy in a mall parking lot. Subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
I feel left out this week.
Maybe you're the Christmas creep.
Maybe it's implied.
Thank you.
Thank you for that compliment. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show. Shopping for fine jewelry can be overwhelming, especially considering the fact that most fine jewelry retailers mark up prices by 500 to 1,000%. No Emmy believes that luxury jewelry doesn't have to be overpriced. They cut out middlemen to deliver exceptional products without the exorbitant markup. Finally, a customer service company that just happens to sell jewelry. I love their website. Easy to navigate, and the prices cannot be beat. No Emmy also offers a lifetime warranty and free shipping and returns on every product, including engravings and custom designs. If you're looking for the finest quality jewelry from a luxury brand you can trust, look no further than No Emmy. Go to HelloNoEmmy.com/TMOS to see their collections and get $50 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. That's an even better deal after spending a fraction of what you'd pay for other luxury brands. Just go to HelloNoEmmy, that's HelloNoEmmy.com/TMOS. And don't forget to use promo code TMOS for $50 off your first project. Process. Purchase. Sorry.
Purchase.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Ready for a nostalgia corner for this week? What do we have?
I want to take you back to when you were 6 years old. It's 1965. Right. Wednesday night at 9 p.m., you put on CBS. What's on your TV?
65. I wouldn't have, being Wednesday six, night. I wouldn't have remembered it, but I'll throw some black and white. Ozzie and Harriet.
Here's a clue.
See.
Welcome back, Cotta.
You missed it by a little bit. Every episode of this show was shot in color.
What's up?
1960s. It was in color. Green Acres.
Mike, that is exactly right. Good call.
A period piece.
And also one of my all-time favorite situation comedies.
And it has a great theme song.
And it has a pretty interesting history as how it came to be. And an equally interesting way that it came to not be.
Was it about, I think you've told me this before, a family that lives on a golf course?
No, it's not about a family that lives on a golf course. What it is, it's about a successful New York attorney and his glamorous wife who leave New York City to live in they never gave the state, but it was, I believe, a Midwestern state.
Gave the state, that would remove the total vanilla quality of the comedy.
Oh.
You think it's vanilla?
Oh, I think it's crap.
Really?
I'm sorry. I have to make my feelings known.
I thought this was fish out of water groundbreaking.
I didn't. No.
No, the fish out of the water part is not groundbreaking, okay. But there are things about it that are groundbreaking.
Green Acres was very broad. Very broad.
It had broad elements, but there are things about it that are exceptionally clever and groundbreaking. Oscar is right. It was born of the fact that there was a radio show that was similar to it called, I think it was called, let me check, Granby's Green Acres in the 1940s.
This is prior to Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, much before. Okay. And it inspired
it. Before that, yes.
But what happened, there was a producer, and his name was Paul Henning, and he had two of the most popular shows on television. He started with The Beverly Hillbillies, which was another fish out of the water type deal, but in the other direction.
By the way, the mansion that The Beverly Hillbillies was shot in front of, shot, it's being sold now, Mike. It's on the market in Bel Air or Beverly. No, it's actually Bel Air, California.
Let's buy it. We'll all move
guess
in. Guess
we'll how
move
much?
To,
we'll have to split it in thirds.
Guess how much? This was on
$400,000.
No, I think $180 million, something like
that. Wow.
It has as I recall, it's on a lot of land, right?
Yeah, it's the only 10-acre estate in Bel Air.
If I'm 10 acres, it up really nice.
A lot of land.
Yeah, because they would buy different parcels as people would be dying off or selling their
homes. Oh, that's
homes.
What Bob Hope did. Bob Hope owned his whole block because he'd just buy everything from everybody.
I want to tell you, wasn't there a whole era during the 60s of making fun of the country folk?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact,
Hee Haw was born.
That comes to play in this story, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry.
But after Paul Henning launched the Beverly Hillbillies, they asked him for something else because CBS always wants more, and he gave them a show called Petticoat Junction, which was set in a town called Hooterville. Now, ultimately, they would even draw a parallel and make it that the Beverly Hillbillies had relatives in Hooterville and made them a part of what I like to call, Mike, the Hooterverse, where they were related shows. CBS
sounds like a spaceship with big.
I would watch
chain
that.
Of restaurants.
I would absolutely watch that. Something on Cinemax, I think.
Right.
But they wanted another show from Paul Henning, and he said, "You know what? I can't do it." So he went to a friend of his named Jay Summers. CBS was so pleased with Paul Henning, they said, just give us a show. Any show. You don't need to film a pilot. Ooh. We'll put it on the air. That's how high they were on him at this point. And that's when they debuted Green Acres. And it stars Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor. That's Zsa Zsa Gabor's sister. Ooh. And I think if you look
hotter
closely.
Hotter sister.
Yeah, much prettier. Much prettier.
What happened to her?
She's dead now, I think. But
well, that makes sense.
She's dead, Dom. Dead.
And the thing about it is that she's oftentimes like overly made up the way Zsa Zsa would be. But if you ever see her in a scene where she's not totally with her face painted on, she's gorgeous. She's really pretty. So there is a certain amount of sex appeal. Okay. Eddie Albert played Oliver Wendell Douglas, who was the lawyer, the fish out of water. They had a great supporting cast. Eb Dawson was their farmhand. There
never
was
see her without her makeup.
Sex appeal.
She's gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Where would you see a star?
Yeah, where
like
would you see
her
unless you're looking through her window?
No, there's a couple scenes of her where she is like unmade up because it's a part of the plot device.
In Green Acres?
Yeah, there's a shower scene.
Gross.
There is. I'm only reporting the
Wouldn't
facts,
she
folks.
Still be wearing makeup, though?
Not as much as she is when she's all made
up.
Okay. All right. They had a farmhand that always called them mom and dad, even though he wasn't. He was a great source of consternation. Of course, Sam Drucker owned the general store. My favorite character in the show was played by a guy named Pat Buttram, and you'll recognize his voice. He did voiceover.
Mr. Douglas.
He even did a voiceover as late as Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Mm.
But he goes back to the days of the...
Please, Eddie.
It was Roger?
No. He was one of the bullets, one of the lazy bullets in the gun.
Got it.
What was the guy's name again?
Pat Buttram.
And he had a great like country. I don't know what you're doing.
In this show, he played Eustace Haney, a very crooked salesman who would always just happen to have what the Douglases need to buy at an exorbitant price. Here he is versus Mr. Douglas trying to broker a deal.
Here's your bill.
I can't believe that either. $700. Well, all there is some chicken wire, some plaster, and some tar paper. Can't cost more than... $40.
Then why did you get a bill for $700?
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
I'll be glad to ask my bookkeeper as soon as she gets back from her vacation in Acapulco.
Mr. Haney, well, I'll give you $40 for the material.
What about the trucking charge?
Well, how much you think that's worth?
$660.
I'll pay you $10 for the trucking, $50 altogether.
Mr. Douglas, I can't...
Do you want the 50?
No, I guess I'll have to take it. I'm a little short of cash. And I owe the fella at the lumber yard $12 for this stuff.
So you were talking about the reason that it was so run-of-the-mill and vanilla. One of the things that this was the first television show to have running jokes through episodes and even multiple story arcs. In that episode, everyone was pronouncing it Acapulco. And eventually he just stopped correcting people because it was just ridiculous that everyone had the same mispronunciation and would get funnier every time the joke would be made. This would become more common in later sitcoms, but they were the first to do it. Also, because it was so hands-off from the network, because it was launched by just saying, hey, give us something, there were parts of it that were surreal. Like the Ziffels, who are a farming couple that were neighbors, their son was a pig. They treated him like a human being. He watched television. He went to school.
Was that Arnold the pig?
Arnold the pig. Arnold Ziffel.
Arnold Ziffel.
And it was just accepted by the townsfolk that he was like a little boy. And they talked to him. And one of the, I think it is the 59th rated greatest comedy television episode ever is the one where Arnold the pig went to Hollywood to become a movie star. And so, it's just very strange. The Monroe brothers were consistently trying to fix up this horrible house they had, but the Monroe brothers were a boy and a girl, but they were both called brothers. And there was Alf Monroe.
Was that a sexual thing?
It was just sort of a throwaway that you grew to accept that they called the Monroe brothers.
Was she mannish or was he feminine?
No, he was sort of vaudeville-y and she was ugly, but not masculine. So, but it was just one of the running jokes.
With makeup or without makeup?
What's that?
Was she ugly with makeup or without makeup?
She never did a shower scene, so I can't answer that. I can't possibly answer that.
Without makeup, I would assume she was gorgeous.
Gorgeous. They also had a character that was a sort of a poke fun at the government, and his name was Hank Kimball. He was the county agent, and he was always trying to help Oliver Douglas plant and raise proper crops and make a living as a farmer. But Hank Kimball was a lousy county agent.
As you all know, I'm your county Kimball, Hank agent.
I believe I am. I'm
Hank Kimbo, your county agent. Yes, that sounds better. Well, not better.
Mr. Kimball, what about the bug?
What bug?
Oh!
Can you stop it there for a sec?
Yeah, of course.
You know what I do like? I like that it's a mellow laugh track.
It is, because
was it filmed in front of a live audience?
No, it was a single camera shoot.
But they're not overbearing. When you go, what would be a show where it's just the most overbearing
Welcome
laugh
back,
track?
Cotter. Well, it was horrible.
Screaming laugh track.
Totally sweetened and everything.
That's kind of a mellow, which I think is appropriate considering the comedy.
And I appreciate that fact, Mike. Okay. Another groundbreaking thing about this, because they didn't have any sort of network control at the time.
You know, if I was to put a laugh track on that show with that line, like, can you play the beginning of that cut?
I can, yeah.
And then stop it before the laugh track comes on. And I'll do my own.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, good. And I'll do my own laugh track the way I think it should go.
As you all know, I'm your County Kimball Hank agent.
Perfect. Love it. Now, one of the surreal things about the show that had never been done, this was a situation comedy that constantly, what they say, broke the fourth wall.
Oh, okay.
That was very meta. They would often make jokes that at the beginning scene, while the credits are in front of them, they would say, why are those names there? Just a setup shot, right?
Arriva! Whose names are those?
That's funny.
Over here by the barn.
Arriva, when I came out of the house, there were lots of names in front of me.
Yeah, there were some in front of me, too.
Who were they?
I don't know. I got enough trouble with this darn tractor, and I hit my thumb with a hammer.
You want me to kiss it and make it feel better?
So that was something that had never been done before, and they played with that all the time. Now,
I like Ava Gabor. I like Ava Gabor so much better than Jaja.
I agree. Much funnier. Mm-hmm. Now, the other ways that this show sort of broke down some limitations or blazed a new trail, they had multi-episode story arcs, and that was not common in sitcoms back then. Like, there would be four episodes leading up to the fact that Arnold was going to go to Hollywood, and they all sort of worked together. But the thing that is the most important, I think, this was the first show to have the trope of one sane character surrounded by insanity. And that, I believe it was John Cleese who said, everyone acting crazy on TV is not funny. But if you have someone to react, someone that is a grounded, regular person that they can act crazy around, that's what makes it funny. That's what he did in the show Fawlty Towers. Also, the show Newhart, where Bob Newhart owned the inn, is the exact same format. Everyone around him was a nutcase, but Bob Newhart was grounded and normal.
It's like me on the show.
Exactly, exactly. And perhaps the most modern example of it is the show. I'm sorry.
I just threw you with that.
You threw me.
You're like, oh my God, he's right.
Arrested Development is very much the same way, in which Jason Bateman is the one sane person surrounded by crazy
people.
Who
was the sane person on Green Acres?
The sane person was Oliver Wendell Douglas, because he just wanted to have a simple farmer's life.
You mean Oliver? You mean the husband?
Yeah, Eddie Albert. Right. And so, that's why the comedy works so well. Also, one of the early adopters of the hot wife, ugly supporting cast type trope that you would see later in King of Queens and shows
What's
like that.
What's a trope?
A trope is a common device used in drama or writing. Just something common.
I thought
like
that was a financial tool.
No, it's not. And also, there is a rumor that on the last episode, they roasted and ate Arnold the pig. This is not true. They did not do that because he was much too bad.
Now I'm laughing if they killed the pig.
Now, last thing, and this is just to put a button on this for the last moment. In 1971, when it was canceled, it was still winning its time slot every week, and it was still in the top 30 of TV shows. Why was it canceled?
Mm.
Because Bill Paley, the founder and CEO of CBS, William Paley, his wife was at a dinner party, revealed that her husband owned CBS, and he said, oh, that's that country network.
Right.
And it flipped her out so bad, and it flipped him out so bad, that within 2 years, they had canceled Green Acres, The Beverly Hillbillies, Petticoat Junction, Gomer Pyle, Mayberry RFD, Hee Haw, and it was virtually the end of Westerns as we knew them, except for Gunsmoke, because Mrs. Paley liked Gunsmoke. But the reason Green Acres was canceled is because someone said something rude at a dinner party.
Mm.
But all of Green Acres is available online. It is a very, very funny show. Season 3 is when it really starts to get off the wall, and you can't believe some of the comedic devices they're using. It is the sitcom, I think, of them all that makes me laugh the most consistently, and that's Green Acres.
Wow. All right. I just know. I don't know.
There's some,
I mean, I don't disagree with you very often, but this one I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look at it because I really didn't watch it enough.
There has to be one. Thank you so much. Like, I'm really turning, the worm has turned.
You know,
far
something
as,
bad's coming when
as
he
far
does
as,
that.
No, I think this is going to be all praise.
No, as far as me hating this segment. Right. This is like a television.
No, I'm educated
and
by it.
Film
right?
Section in school. So if someone's at Iowa right now, right, a Hawkeye is maybe industrious, and they have a television film course, they should be taping these and taking these in as.
Yep.
I'd like to talk about Green Acres today.
I learned what a trope is.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, please.
And
what
also,
is a trope again?
A trope is a common and accepted device, like a plot device or something like
that. I thought that was mortgage-backed securities.
Yeah, the joke is funnier the second time.
I thought it's how you get a dope, you know, an idiot, when you're trapping him. Instead of you trap, you use
a
trope.
Dope trap.
It's a dope trap, a trope. I'm sorry. That would be on Green Acres, that joke. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. For
the heart. Oh, look who it is. It's
Hello.
This, guy.
This is your president. I was elected by you.
Good.
If you're hearing me now, you're listening to TMOS.
Funny.
But what if you want to see me? You can't.
Sad.
Because you don't watch radio.
Sounds.
But Mike Pence recently told me that you can watch this radio show.
Surprise!
Just go to YouTube and search Mike O'Mara Show Covfefe. Then you can subscribe and watch the show every day with Old Mike, Bald Rob, and Creepy Oscar.
Distrustful.
Also, Pony and Maddie Afterthought.
Sad.
TMOS on YouTube. I would watch it, but I'm too busy eating meals at my White House. American Fast Food. It's the fastest and the greatest, and it's the funnest, winningest, successfulest, tallest, wettest, shiniest food in the planet. So remember, YouTube, it's on a computer, also on my tweet thing. Just put a taco salad in my pocket, and God bless America.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. With Halloween behind us, that means the holidays are almost here. Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa.
You know what that means? Gifts. Fun. So what better gift to give than a stylish shirt that fits just right? You need Untuck It. Unlike most brands, Untuck It shirts are actually designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It shirts always fall at that just right length, no matter who wears it. I adore my Untuck It shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. They're beautiful shirts. And with more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. You can find your favorite Untuck It style online or check out one of their 80 brick and mortar stores. With Untuck It, your shirts will never look baggy, bulgy, too long, or too big again. So give a gift to yourself. Right now, I want you to check out Untuck It. Whether you're shopping for the perfect holiday gift or just trying to craft a smart, relaxed style of your own, Untuck It is the way to go. Visit untuckit.com and use code TMOS for 20% off at checkout. If you have an Untuck It shirt, come out and see us in Vegas. I want to see your Untuck It shirts. Wear them to the show. That's Untuck It, untuckit.com and promo code TMOS for 20% off. It's time for football, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! That's right, because we have not picked our NFL games. Unfortunately, I guess we'll have to wait till next week to find out what the problem is with Nicky Diamond, because he's not joining us this week.
He tried to call me again, and he reversed the charges. Is that even a thing anymore?
I have. You know what? Do you have any insight as to what the real deal might be?
No,
with, Nicky Diamond.
I don't. I got a mysterious call from it was from a county government office. That's what I know.
Mm-mm.
And he wanted to reverse the charges. I'm not taking that.
What do you mean, like a jail?
They just said the Pahrump County government. That's all they said. So,
but he had to go through that. I think. We'll find out next week.
Yes,
but it is time for football, football, football. If you remember. From last week, ladies and gentlemen, your man, Mike O'Mara, really just thumped the competition. Very, very
so much so that it was breaking news, top of the show.
Yes.
Yes, as it always is when I happen to do very, very well. I'm very, very excited.
And it was
very,
funny because the week before, it was not as important.
Oh, it was buried.
No. Buried. In the
exciting.
Style section.
Is the commissioner here? In the studio?
She's
Hello,
here.
Commissioner. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
I've never been better in my entire life, Maddie.
Mike, that is so good to hear. Going for 2 weeks in a row this week.
think yes, you're going to have a good week.
Let's do it.
Right.
All right. I'm just getting, I'm printing it out.
That's okay.
That's what I was padding for. I was printing out my list of games.
Thank He's you. Actually printing out.
I lost my place in the show. All right. I'm ready.
No, he
I'm
has
ready,
his ready. List. He's printing out all his prep.
Ah, I got it.
A lot no, of metrics not, being no, run, not, graphing.
No, no prep. No prep no? here, boy.
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 Regression analysis.
Yes. We didn't get to pick the Chargers-Raiders game. That must have been a good one. I didn't stay up for it. Raiders squeaked out a 26-24 win over the L.A. Chargers. Very, very
And there
cool.
is a little historical import to it. It is the final primetime game the Raiders mm-hmm. will play in Los Angeles. Next time they play primetime, they'll be in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas. We'll Vegas, be in Vegas next week.
Baby. Yes, but not playing football,
let's,
baby.
Let's drive by the stadium.
Michael.
All right, Maddie, I'm ready. I'm looking at everything. Lay it on us.
All right, let's go. We have Ravens at Bengals. 3-2-1.
Ravens.
Ravens.
Bills at Browns. 3-2-1.
Browns.
Bills.
Oh, damn.
Lions at Bears. 3-2-1.
Lions.
Giants at Jets. 3-2-1.
Giants. Oh, they're going to break your heart, Mike.
Did you pick the Jets?
I did.
Oh, good.
I picked
Another
the Giants.
Another win for me. I'm going to win. Giants are going to win this week. Yeah.
You think?
Big time. Oh, yeah.
Well, history says it. History says it's true. They've had a great season. They've
had a great snarky season. With me? I was 12-2 last week, Mr. Man.
I was
12-2. Print it and take it upstairs to the fat man.
Do you have the overall stats there?
The overall stats are fine, Rob, but I'm going to kick your butt.
All right.
I'm going to kick your Green Acres butt.
It's just three games between you and Mike, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it'll be more than that when the Giants lose.
Mm. All right. That, no, boy, now Fighting you're making the game more interesting.
Fighting words.
All right.
We have Chiefs at Titans. 3-2-1.
Chiefs.
Cardinals at Buccaneers. 3-2-1.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Cardinals.
Ah.
Falcons at Saints. 3-2-1.
Saints.
Saints. Saints. 1 o'clock
Oscar,
game.
Oscar, what are you doing?
I don't know. I have all mine circled. Look at that. I'm not
all right,
changing
very
anything.
Good. All right.
Dolphins at Colts. 3-2-1.
Colts.
Rams at Steelers. 3-2-1.
Steelers.
Rams.
Oh, Mike, what are you doing?
Panthers at Packers. 3-2-1.
Packers.
Packers.
Went off a loss.
Vikings at Cowboys. 3-2-1.
Cowboys.
Vikings. Cowboys.
And Seahawks at 49ers. 3-2-1.
Niners. Seahawks.
All righty.
Oh,
I think Rob
Jimmy
and I
G.
picked every game exactly the same.
No, not at all. I can think of two.
We got some spread,
I can
yeah.
think of at least
Giants,
two that we did.
Giants.
Giants and right, the Bills right. game I picked against the Bills.
The 49ers okay, right, are 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
Picking against them is probably not advised. I think the Seahawks have a chance.
Did any of us pick against the Niners?
I did.
You did? Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah. All right. Okay.
This and he had a, apparently he prepared a speech.
Yeah. Did you see Jimmy G hit on Aaron Andrews, the
Who
quarterback?
Did? Yeah. Yeah. It was not a hit on as much as it was definitely a flirt.
Oh,
it was definitely a flirt.
Today, baby, is a hit on.
You know what? Love Aaron Andrews on TV.
Yeah.
Love her on TV. I think all men in the world
of course.
Love to see Aaron Andrews on TV.
The world.
Fantastic. The world.
The world.
The world. But I still have eyes for Kenny Albert. We have to take a break, and when we come back, it's news you may not need right here. And remember, that Giants-Jets game, it's a grudge match.
It is.
Between me and Spiewak. You will be receiving texts.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Either They're both New York teams. That makes it exciting.
Thank you. We'll find out if they found that black cat. Ooh, I got details on that coming up on News You May Not Need.
Opera.
Oh, it's your boy Paulie again. Now, I heard some of you P1s don't have Alexa, but you do have Google Home. Well, guess what? The Michael Mara Show is also on Google Home. Check it out. Hey, Google, play the Michael Mara Show podcast.
Okay, resuming podcasts. The Mike O'Meara Show, number 2208, full course meal.
Mike O'Meara, radio entertainment. Today's episode of The Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by our...
That's unfriggin' believable, eh? Take it back, Mike.
Thank you, Paulie. I love
best,
that one.
The best.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Mike O'Meara Show. Look at you. You think you're pretty fancy, don't you?
Yes.
You always wear clean clothes. You regularly change your underwear. You brush your teeth once a day. And you bathe every Saturday night. Your thoughts are pure and your attitude is decidedly upbeat. And yet, you are flawed.
What?
You are flawed because you have not yet subscribed to the TMOS bonus show. This is truly a heinous trait. For without the bonus show, you are doomed to the mockery of your peers, and the angels shall weep for you. And Jesus? Well, he's not your biggest fan either.
Oh, no.
The bonus show is a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS and features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and Mitch McConnell. I'm sorry, Pony.
Oh, how dare you.
Just click the banner ad on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport
to
the
passport
for the TMOS bonus show. Brought to you by Griffith Stadium. Griffith Stadium, a Washington, D.C. landmark since 1911 and home to the Senators and the Redskins. Conveniently located at Georgia Avenue and 5th Street Northwest. A true presidential destination. Every president since Taft has taken in a game at the park. Well, up till John F. Kennedy, because the stadium met the wrecking ball in 1965.
Oh, well.
The demolition was the biggest sports collapse in D.C. until the 2019 Redskins season. Red to the Haleskins. There you go. And now, ladies and gentlemen, news.
Oops,
wrong, no. Wrong.
News.
News.
Red to the Haleskins got me confused. All right, here we go.
I like that.
There's a guy named Kenny Morgan in Australia. This is not, I'm sorry. I am, you know what? Stop. Stop it. God damn it. Stop everything.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's reset.
It's Oscar's take. It's not the news.
That's true. I didn't.
I'm down.
There are
for
times
whatever,
that you
Mike.
Have. There are times that you have written a Friday newscast.
Also, this I wasn't here yesterday, so I get it. I
have written an Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
So now it's Oscar's take. I'm not even going to do the intro. Oscar, are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's a guy Oscar named Kenny Morgan. Oscar's take. There's a guy named Kenny Morgan in Australia, and he was on a date on Tuesday, watching and betting on the Melbourne Cup horse races at a casino. His date wasn't really into him, and he says she told him, quote, this isn't going to go anywhere. Maybe it's because he took her to a casino.
Maybe.
But just as she was about to catch a bus home, one of Kenny's long shots hit, and he won $553,000 on a $7 bet. And believe it or not, the woman changed her mind and decided to stick around. Kenny was nice enough to buy her drinks for the rest of the night, but after that, they went their separate ways, and Kenny says, quote, she's been deleted now. He's planning to use his money to buy a house. I thought you'd like that
man.
For our first story on Oscar's Woo. Take.
This take is full of landmines.
Sure.
The term, I think Kanye made it famous, gold digger, comes to mind. I don't know what about a guy would let him, after he hits big on his long shot, after this girl says no, goodbye, let a woman, after she's rolling out, stay. And this, look, this goes for anybody.
Well, he's happy he's won $500,000, so he's letting her come back in, but he's not going to let her tap into the money. He's buying her a drink or two, because I might pull the same thing. I don't know.
Why, though?
Because you mean just let her go?
Because this is bringing back the fox into the hen house.
Hen house.
You just don't want that. Like, and this is how broken we are as men. We'll see a fantastic ass or an amazing rack, and we will make illogical decisions on the fly, even when we're at the highest of highs. And when life is great, we figure out, like, oh, you know what? I'm going to take a flyer on those. Stop it, gentlemen. Be
right,
calculated.
And also,
do your thing.
Pick that one first. There's, that's good. Think
about yourself first. And you ladies out there, same deal. Reverse the order.
And also, it's not lost on me that she had to take a bus to the casino.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oh, Oscar's Take.
Oscar, today is Casual Friday, at least if you're still with a company that makes you wear real clothes to work and not just roll in unshowered wearing sweatpants and slippers. According to a new survey, there's actually a good reason why companies have gotten so much more casual. 82% of people say they're more productive when they wear comfortable clothing. The survey also found 56% of people feel more confident at work when they're comfortable, and only 11% feel more confident when they're wearing formal business attire. What is your take, Oscar?
There has been a paradigm shift that is correct, where you don't have to just dress up for work. I think there is a fine line between, hey, we don't have a dress code, to, hey, I don't give a fuck. And that fine line comes to, I would say, your footwear. Mm-hmm. If you have exposed feet in the winter, when it's roughly 40 degrees, 30 to 40 degrees outside.
This shocks me. I didn't see this coming.
Is he still wearing his Birkenstocks?
Are you?
Yes.
How cold is it outside right now?
It was 37 degrees this morning.
Do you wear them to restaurants?
Yes.
The aforementioned I don't give a fuck attitude really comes to play when, let's say, a friend has you working after hours after your day job, and then you meet an ambassador, and the person that's running your show has Birkenstocks on. That's when you're like, time and place. Right. I'm all for casual wear.
Counterpoint?
Just not the Birkenstocks.
Yeah. I'm sorry I can't fit into a little fucking jacket like him. So... You know,
okay.
Different strokes for different folks.
Mike, you struck a chord.
No editing on this week's show. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
This is Oscar's Take.
Oscar, President Trump has a lot on his plate right now, but that's not stopping him from lining up his next reality TV opportunity.
Oh, no.
So-called sources say he's kept in touch with Mark Burnett, the creator of The Apprentice, and they've talked about possible projects for him when he leaves office. One of those projects is supposedly, I hate all these supposedly.
Yes, of course.
It was a funny
story. And sources. It's
supposedly called the Apprentice White House that would put some kind of political spin on the show. What is your take on this?
Unfortunately, it's gold, Jerry. It's gold. I don't want to be partisan on this.
Gold, Jerry.
We would watch it. America would watch it.
Oh, absolutely.
And
moneymaker.
The idea that... there is a life after politics. There is. You can either go on I would say traditionally you go on a talk circuit, write a book, memoir, like this is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I say, let's say this is a one-term president. This is hypothetically. There will be a network. There will be television shows. There will be, and it will be everything of what we see magnified, because what happens after you leave the presidency, you gain more power outside of your public service.
So you think he'll start his own network?
That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
That's my gut.
I think that's absolutely
valid,
true.
Yeah.
That'll happen. You listen to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Oscar, the black cat, we were just talking about it. It showed up at MetLife Stadium. That's where the Giants and Jets are going to play. Monday Night Football jinxed the New York Giants. I believe that with all of my soul. Bad news for the Giants. The cat is still on the loose. Stadium officials have set multiple humane traps.
Probes.
And searched all over. But they haven't been able to find it. They even brought in a no-kill rescue shelter called Puppy Kitty New York City, and still no luck. Yesterday, officials made it seem like they're still hoping to find it, but it's unclear if they know the cat is still around or if they're just covering their bases. The New York Post reports there may be as many as 300 feral cats in and around MetLife Stadium. No word from MetLife Stadium spokesman John Normand. But anyway, sorry, Scott, that's a blast from the past right there. What say you, Oscar?
I have some insight. I've done some digging, and I was wondering why there would be all these cats around.
Uh-huh.
There's a racetrack, the way I understand it, next to the Meadowlands Stadium.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it the paddock where all the horses are?
Yep. Yeah, probably that. Yeah, I didn't think of that. That's so true. Very good.
So those cats are being fed by the racetrack to keep the mice away from the horses who get spooked. It's probably one of those cats that just gets fed regardless. Maybe they miss the feeding and they're like, beautiful. I'm going into MetLife.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to figure out what's going on. Maybe I want some popcorn or, you know, footlong. What's available?
I get it now. That makes sense. I didn't do the deep dive. That's why we do Oscar's Take. And you listen to Oscar's Take.
Mike, I did have one question for you.
Yes.
Charlie's still working at Puppy Kitty New York City?
I found one. Put it in the trap. Put it in the trap. Come on.
Finally, Oscar, Parker, this is not funny. This is just goodness.
Okay.
This is pure goodness for all of us, not just you. Parker Williams, a 9-year-old boy in Florida, felt that his teacher wasn't getting proper recognition. So he gave her $15 from his birthday fund to show his respect for her profession. In September, Parker, a third grader at Gorey Elementary School in Tampa, I'm sorry for the name, he turned nine. He received gifts and some money from his grandparents, and last week he donated the dollars to his teacher, Mary Hall Chambers. Parker's mom, Jennifer, tells Yahoo Lifestyle that her son never vocalized his plan. Instead, he secretly wrote a note to his teacher. I don't think that teachers get paid enough for what they do, so will you accept this gift? Barker wrote that, taping it onto the letter, a plastic bag stuffed with $15.
Wow. There you go. This goes That's back Parker. To our first story, and I'll say this. Ass, cash, or grass, everyone pays.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you very much. Starts That's early. Oscar's take. We'll
Starts
take
early.
I feel disoriented.
I do, too. I am disoriented today. I don't know what's wrong with me. We'll come back with the audio vault, an abbreviated audio vault with Rob Spiewak right here. A few words about the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Not only is it the last of the great local radio stations, it's also the terrestrial flagship station of the Mike O'Mara Show and has been airing TMOS since 2008. It's the only station in the world where you can wake up to a crazy old man yelling about things and drive home with the dulcet tones of the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great music, great talk, great local sports, and the best auctions in the world. So remember, crazy old man all morning and the world's most beloved podcast to get you home. The mighty 1630 KCJJ and the Mike O'Mara Show. Treat your ears. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Congratulations on their 20th birthday. We're heading out to Vegas next week, and we're going to be at the Zappos Council Chambers Theaters. Thanks to over 1,000 trusted brand names, Zappos.com is able to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that you will love. We are excited to continue the partnership with Zappos. Looking forward to going out to their headquarters to entertain you both Friday and Saturday night next week. We just ask that you support both of us by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. See you in Las Vegas. 1 week, biatches. Yay! Let's open it. Wrong again. My thing is not working today. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, November 8th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
I know why you're a little disoriented. You're excited what? About Christmas.
Oh, Christmas.
That's got to be it.
Hey, Christmas is coming, and guess what?
Closer than ever.
You know who's making a very Merry Christmas is the Jimmy Dean Sausage Company.
I love that company.
Who has released sausage-oriented Christmas paraphernalia. Ooh. And if you upload pictures of Jimmy Dean sausage that you've cooked, you have access to things like...
'Tis the season for the Jimmy Dean Recipe Gift Exchange. When you cook a sausage recipe to get a sausage gift. Like sausage-flavored candy canes, scrumptious swirls of sweet sausagey stripes, sweet and savory lip balm with mistletoe. Find a partner and pucker up. And of course, sausage-scented wrapping paper. Mmm, smells like sausage, tastes like paper.
Can you imagine coming down Legit? Christmas morning? Yeah, they have the products, they really do. But coming down and your living room smells like sausage? No, thank you.
We make a Jimmy Dean sausage roll on the holiday.
You don't say.
Yeah. We make a sausage roll with like a puff pastry and sausage in it, and it's really great.
You do
and
a breakfast casserole with it,
it's,
too, yeah.
It's, yeah, that, why you and I, that, thank you for tipping it in. We're both fat.
Exactly.
All right, it's thank
why,
you.
You know who really...
But why Mike, I love you. All right.
Mike, you don't have to be fat to love sausage. You know who really loves sausage?
Who?
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that?
There she is.
He really likes it.
Right.
Gross.
So do you remember last Christmas when there was all that brouhaha about baby it's cold outside?
Yeah, and I never really understood it. It seemed to me a forced controversy.
I agree, and they're continuing to force it because John Legend has gotten together with Kelly Clarkson and remade the song with new PC lyrics.
No. Come on.
It's Christmas, Mike. Listen, it's great.
We're both adults, so who's keeping score?
Will my friends think?
Oh, I think they should rejoice.
If I have one more drink.
It's your body and your choice.
Oh, you really know
oh,
how.
Your
no.
eyes are like the starlight now.
I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with Baby It's Cold Outside where I really would like you to stay because I'm attracted to you and I'd like to have a consensual relationship. But I'm sorry. I'm frustrated by that. That one I'm frustrated by.
That frustrates you? But you know what? Kelly Clarkson,
but
great
baby,
voice.
It's your choice. Don't want to offend you. I mean, come on. I mean, it's just an old song. It's
that's what
a,
it is.
Oh, see, I'm. But I don't want to be that guy that says
because
of the past.
Okay. look, if you take it this way, and I had the same reaction when I first heard this. If you take it as a signal that we're making it very clear in a different way that, you know, there are these questions, like you need verbal cues now these days to say it's okay. Mm-hmm. And they do this in college all the time. Like, it is very clear. And you don't make it about the song and the memories you had. It's just an effing song. That's the way
I look at it.
Now, I know
people are going to get pissed. People are going to get pissed at me. They're going to get pissed at me.
No matter what you say, they'll get pissed, though.
I know they're going to get angry at me. I just think that song, I'd have to listen to it in its entirety, but it's just, correct me if I'm wrong. The song is, I don't want you to leave. It's cold outside. You don't want to leave me right now. You really. And she wants it. I never perceived it as trying to get away from you.
Do not either. But I've heard enough compelling arguments to say.
Yeah,
right. But also, I'm a guy who doesn't listen to the lyrics. Like, I'm not a lyric guy. Right. Like, I just move on, and it sounds great. Move on, life.
Yeah. But anyway,
see, the comedy in me,
yes,
the comedian in me. Now, as we're talking, I want to write my own lyrics.
Mike, 20 years ago, we would have something that was ready to go.
Yeah.
That was the opposite.
How about
of that.
This? How about, see, this is so jive, but how about if you wrote it where the guy really was a pig and she wanted to get the hell out of the house?
Well, what would be funnier is if the woman was aggressive.
Right.
Or what if the guy was so turned off, it was just get the F out. Get out there in the snow.
That's different. I don't know. It's just the whole thing is, I don't know why
that's what your mom did to your dad.
I've been there. It's
no, I believe my dad left on his own volition.
That just bugs me for some reason.
Yeah, I don't like it either. I don't like it either. And also, I believe if you look deep enough, it comes from a musical, so it is actually sort of telling a story of a plot device within the musical, which makes it, I mean,
can we do Monday? Can we do a dive? Will you make a note of that?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's break it down. Let's break it down and then print out the lyrics to
the original
the new one
and the new one.
And the original.
You got it.
Let's do it because I'd love to really, let's just, I don't want to speak out of
don't
school.
Don't ham-hand it.
Without enough knowledge.
It's and the thing that bothers me most about
it. My reaction's usually the most passionate.
Well, the one that bothers me the most is that I thought we were past this. I thought this was done and it's back. All right. Mm-hmm. Mike, let's close with this. How many times have you said to me, Rob, if you want seafood, go to Malaysia.
Oh, absolutely. Yum, yum.
The House of Crabs in Singapore got in trouble for allowing customers to catch live crabs using a claw machine, which is the second most fun way to catch crabs in Singapore.
This is your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, wow. Ooh, itchy. Yes. Anyway, that's it. We got to get out of here. And hey, 1 week till Vegas. Next week, we are going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Can't wait for that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
I ought to club them and eat their bones.
If you want to throw down in fisticuffs, fine. I've got Jack Johnson and Tom O'Leary waiting for you, right here.
Come on, Charlie. Let's get out of here. I could eat with him if it's the last thing I ever do. Swagworth wants a gobstopper, and he'll get one.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!